Eli and Kelly, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Your new gallery called Basket Shop, although I understand you don't actually carry baskets in stock, has recently closed its first show and opens a new one on Saturday, October 21st. What can you tell us about the upcoming show, Eli?
We'll be working with a group out of Milwaukee. They're called American Fantasy Classics. They work very collaboratively. With this show, they'll be mostly doing something that involves role-playing games, which is something that we wanted to work with because one of our missions for Basket Shop is to become more diverse with the community. So hopefully we can get some of the gaming community into the art gallery and have some discussions about the collaborative nature of these games, the creativity that it takes and how it applies to art. And so we don't really know exactly what they're going to do because they work very intuitively. They kind of show up, build. We kind of throw a lot of stuff around. So it's always really exciting. There's not so much of a found object sort of thing. It's all built around building.
Will you tell us something more about your attractions for the gaming community?
Well, since we've been here, we've noticed that Cincinnati does have a very large gaming community here. There's a couple of comic book stores in our neighborhood. One is Rocking Roosters, which is a really big place for that. So we've been going back and forth and trying to have conversations with them about it. Bringing that into the gallery, it really is just about trying to bring in that community into it and also mixing it up with maybe a more gallery-going art crowd. The reason why I like working with them is because you kind of just come up with whatever, and everybody, because there's a group dynamic, everybody has a certain skill set to create anything. And it's a lot more enjoyable to sort of have that momentum than to have something that's planned out way in advance.
Well, you moved here some months ago from Dallas, where you also had a gallery, and that one was actually in your house. Now you're in a storefront on Harrison Avenue. Is that a better solution than your own living room, Kelly?
Well, it was a little different. I mean, I think that we would still, if you wouldn't have found the storefront, I think we'd still be doing exhibitions somehow. I think we always find a way to do it because we love to do it. The storefront was just a nice serendipitous thing that came into our lives and serves as our office and as my studio in the back. So it's a really great thing in our lives, and we can walk to it. It's close, and it's a part of the new development in the area with the Westwood Business District. I know they and have been looking forward to having like more life and more interesting things happening there, and we're really happy to be a part of it. And Westwood's been a really nice place to live in since we've been there, too. And we just really hope that we're able to cultivate a good awareness of the arts and kind of like where we're coming from with our endeavors and, you know, where the community maybe might be able to like to open up their curiosity and make them excited about art, which is something I've always wanted to be able to do in my own city again.
Well, I do want to know why you call it Basket Shop.
Since we've moved here, because the current state of the affairs, the divisiveness between ideologies, we wanted to take something that was dear to us, which is to try to diversify, to try to connect disparate modes of thinking and art making and audiences and try to get them to meld together. So the basketry comes more as a metaphor for that weaving. Yeah.
Both of you are artists yourselves. What can you tell us about the art you make, and is it available through your gallery?
I wouldn't say it would be like available through the gallery per se, because I don't show my work with a gallery currently. But I work in textiles, and I'm really open to having studio visits. I'm actually going to have an open studio at the gallery while we're kind of like, you know, waiting to get the new show in and to get to working with American Fantasy Classics. I'll be advertising through like my personal media and not through the gallery because we want to keep the gallery and that separate, but also still be able to use it as like, you know, a platform for expressing. I'd also like to get to know the creative community more, and I'd also like the creative community to bounce back and forth with me creatively. And so they can know where I'm coming from a material standpoint and from like just an artistic standpoint, and concept and mode in the ways in the way that I work.
And what about your art, Ela?
Just to kind of go with what she was describing, we found sort of a tit for tat whenever you play the game with other artists, right? Like if we show other artists, then they're more inclined to open their own space and do their own thing. And whenever that happens, then, you know, we have an opportunity to show with them. And so it spreads more and more. We had a group in Dallas that we did the same thing with, and they have since moved, just like us, to different cities. And so they're still having a show. So now I have a show in Virginia or, you know, LA or anything like that. So that's more of the kind of the network building or the branching out of these ideas. We're not very profit motivated. Like with this next show, I don't know with most shows that we do if there is any sales. It is more about the exhibition. And as far as my own work, I do painting. I've made a couple of baskets. I've made about four. And those get incorporated within the paintings.
Do you feel that the audience in Cincinnati will be different from the audience in Dallas?
They're different everywhere. We still have yet to see what our audience will be like. When we did things in Chicago, or when we went to things in Chicago, it was always like a school crowd. And then in Dallas, for some reason, it was people who were more professionals. There was a lot of lawyers in Dallas, actually. But our house was also located next to another gallery called ReGallery that Eli and I both showed at. So there was a lot of cross visits, and we kind of created like a little like compound of different personalities and stuff in life that was really fluid and nice.
Are you pleased with the kind of space you have in your new gallery?
I think absolutely, because the physical space, I think, is really perfect. There's another space that became available, but it's a lot bigger, and I've always liked smaller spaces. I also like Cincinnati because it's smaller. I think it's a really nice feeling.
It's always exciting to have a new gallery in town. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Kelly Croner and Eli Walker about their newly established gallery, Basket Shop, at 3105 Harrison Avenue in Westwood. For more information, you'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.